Rach, it's Christmas time. Food comes in hampers and you've got a specific problem with one of those hamper foods.
Well, okay. So a few years ago, the company received a hamper with some olives in it. Now, I'm a bit of an olive fiend. I've just discovered in the past year. So I found this jar of olives in the cupboard, but they've got no expiry date on them. And like, so I don't know if they're good, but I know that they've been with the company for a few years. So I don't know how, but I can't exactly remember how many years.
And that's the thing, right? Like, this happens a bit. A lot of the longer life jars don't actually have the best before dates on
them. All Christmas hampers have got long life food in them, all of them. But it's like, how long is the life if there's no exact expiry on them?
And so does that have like a random code on it?
So it's got like a little barcode-y type thing, which is on the glass and then on the lid. But what does that mean? Who bloody knows?
Well, hopefully the person we're about to speak to knows. This may end as a mystery for a lot of people. Georgina from Riviana Foods, the owner of the company of that jar, always fresh. I've managed to hound her down. Georgina, are some long life food jars not meant to have best before dates on them?
Basically it's the legal standard in Australia and really common practice amongst most manufacturers like Riviana Foods not to print a use by if the product has a life of longer than 2 years. So pantry product, they do have a shelf life longer than 2 years. So we print a different type of code.
Right. Oh, okay. So the code itself, what is that for?
Yeah, so the code basically is a code that we can identify as a manufacturer. And it provides us with information of where the product was made, you know, what date it was made, what year, et cetera, even down to the time, actually, to the minute.
So when you say longer than 2 years, what are we, like, what's after 2 years? Is it just 3 years then we should be eating it? Or is it like 10 years time we can still open a jar of olives and then be fresh?
Good question. So it really does depend on the product. What we can say is beyond the best before date, what tends to happen is the quality degrades. So we don't really have a food safety issue, but we do have, for instance, with, say, products like olives, it might tend to get a little bit softer than you might like. Canned products can get a little bit mushier.
Okay, so it's still edible. You're not going to die, but it just might not have the same texture as what you're used to.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it'll be very obvious to you when you open up a product and something's not right. If you're planning for Armageddon and it's 10 years down the track, and you open up a canned good, you're going to notice, you know, apricots will be softer.
Sure.
They might be mushy.
If people with these sort of products where you do have a code that you have, the manufacturer's code, can we call the company and get an idea of the rough expiry if we talk to
you guys? Yeah, absolutely. And we do have a customer service team and we do get those type of calls.
So I've sent you the code, Georgina. Can you tell us for this particular jar of olives what sort of expiry date we're looking? Is it good?
The code that you've provided, it is what we call a Julian code. And I can go through how we read that, but really it has potential to sound like a scene out of the movie The Beautiful Mind. It's quite complex. I've had a look at the code and basically the product was produced on the 10th of June in 2016. It was produced in Spain. We can tell that by the code and we can also tell the time as well. So this product has a 3-year shelf life. So at that date stamp, it hasn't been a couple of months or 6 months past its best before.
Right.
But like I said, feel very comfortable opening it up, opening up some wine once you finish work and having them because it's definitely not a safety issue at all.
All right. Well, that's enough for me.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Off we go.
Georgina from Riviana Foods, thank you so much. That's something I've always wanted. So thank you for clearing that up.
No problem. Happy to help.